Woo! It's the koi pond. I'm with my bruh.
What up?
My bruh. That's how you say it in Hawaii.
Yeah, I got mine. My tiger eye. You got yours?
Yeah, I got mine. I got my tiger eye. I believe in all this stuff.
Yeah, bro.
I believe in all this stuff.
Ward
I believe
off that
in
bad energy.
Right?
Yeah, man.
I believe in all that stuff. You know, crystals and, you know, getting grounded with the earth.
Yep.
Positive energy, you know, positive mindset, you know, all those things are easy to do.
Yeah.
You make it hard.
Yep.
I see people, you know, and I catch myself doing it a lot too.
I did it this morning.
Yeah. And you just got to catch yourself and just like, not really apologize, but just say, I ain't about that.
Yeah.
You know, it was a release and now let's move on. I talked a little bit about, you know, something negative earlier today. And then I caught myself. I'm like, because you ever find yourself in that space and you get in a wormhole and you just keep going down. And then what ends up happening is you neglect everything that you should be doing on yourself.
Yeah.
You spend all that energy talking about someone else.
You're just distracted from what you need to be doing.
Yeah. Just focus on yourself, man. You're good.
Yeah.
That whatever it is that's bothering you only exists because you're looking at it.
You're allowing it to,
You're allowing it to affect you.
Yeah.
You keep looking at it, so it bothers you.
Yeah.
Don't do that. It's that easy. And I believe in that stuff. I believe in those crystals. I believe in all those things that the earth gives you. I think we all are one. It's like we are, you know, what you do, you know, whatever you do to this earth has an effect on you.
Yeah.
And that's proof that we're all connected.
All connected, yeah.
We're all connected. So make it work.
Yeah.
Make life easy. Easy. Life is easy.
Put out that good energy, man.
That mojo, baby.
Put out the good energy. Hey, I have a question for you, man. Yeah. You're a soup guy, right?
I love soup.
You love soup. I've seen you.
Yeah, I love soup.
You love soup.
I don't eat meat anymore, but I will get down on a chicken soup.
Yeah.
But I won't eat the meat.
You won't eat the meat, yeah.
But
yeah.
I'll kill it.
So there was a question that was going around, and I thought it was pretty funny. So yeah. I wanted to see what your thoughts on it were. Is cereal soup?
Is cereal soup? Oh man!
Because what qualifies something as a soup?
Yeah, what does qualify?
It doesn't have to be hot. I've seen cold soup.
That's true. You're right. And what about the texture though? The crunchiness of the cereal.
Does that make it not a soup?
Well, I think it makes it a different texture. Because soup, everything's soft inside of it. Even the carrots are soft.
I don't know if that's enough. I don't know if that's enough.
No? So then what about oatmeal? Is that a soup?
That's a great question.
Because once you put the hot milk in it.
It's soupy.
Why'd you come up with this question?
I saw it somewhere and I thought I'd ask.
You know what? That's a good question.
And I knew you were a big soup guy, so I knew that you would know.
Yeah. No, I don't know.
I know. You don't.
And you don't either.
I have no. I mean, it seems logical.
Yeah.
It's floating around.
It is floating around. You use a spoon to eat it.
Yeah.
I mean, those are the only two dishes where you have to physically use a spoon.
Yeah, I know. Soup.
Soup. Nothing else.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's a soup.
They've been misbranded.
I'm going to say it's a soup.
What are they saying? Cereal or cereal soup or soup?
Oh, they're trying to put cereal in its own class, a class by itself.
The internet.
Oh, because soup is a liquid food made by boiling or simmering meat, fish, or vegetables.
Okay.
With various added ingredients.
Even if
making
you had,
it a soup.
Because even if you had cold soup, it was once hot.
It was once hot, and it was also, but it oatmeal. Came from either a vegetable or a meat product.
I'm not.
But you're right. Oatmeal.
Yeah.
Oatmeal is a vegetable. I don't know. Now we got another question. Is oatmeal a vegetable or a fruit? What is an oat? We could just keep going down this rabbit hole.
I have another one too. That's going to blow your mind.
Well, is oatmeal a fruit or a vegetable?
It's a grain.
It's a grain.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's your next one?
All right, you ready for this
oatmeal
one?
Is a soup.
Oh.
Because it, well, it, oatmeal is a soup because it was
It was made from oats.
It was boiled, and it was a vegetable.
It was hot once.
It was boiled. Oh, wait. So you're saying oats, Isaac, is a vegetable?
That's what the internet says right here. It says, boom, oatmeal is a soup.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Boom. Wow. Oatmeal is a soup. That's right. All right. So then what is the other one?
Okay, I have another one. You ready?
Yeah.
If a tomato has been classified as a fruit.
Yes, it is.
It is a fruit.
That's what they say.
Is ketchup a jam?
Oof.
What is ketchup?
I'm going to have to say no.
No?
Let me tell you why.
Okay.
Because jam is made from real fruit. And you got to mash it up and preserve it, and it's a fruit. Ketchup is made from things that aren't even tomatoes. I don't think there's one hint of a tomato inside ketchup.
Let's see.
But ketchup is the most delicious condiment in the refrigerator.
It is the best.
Okay, so ketchup is more like jelly. Yeah, that makes sense.
It's more of a jelly than
because
a
jelly is like the fluid, you know, the juice of a fruit. And they turn it into a, right?
I don't know.
I'm right, right?
I love it. It sounds
good.
Yeah,
you just sounded funny when you said it.
I sound like an idiot, right? So jelly is the juice of the fruit, yeah. And they turn it into some type of hard matter so you can spread it. Jam is the actual fruit and sugar and preserved.
So it's more of a jelly. It's more of a jelly.
Ketchup is, but then again, I don't think there's, can you look up ketchup ingredients? I don't think there's one fucking tomato in ketchup.
Let's see. They sure do brand it as tomato
ingredients
ketchup.
List. Here we go. Distilled vinegar. Oh, wait. Ripe tomatoes. Tomato concentrated from red ripe tomatoes.
What is a
concentrate?
Like a juice.
So it's a juice. They took tomato juice, concentrated it,
right,
and they made ketchup.
And added high fructose corn syrup is why. That's why we think it's so delicious,
bro. I love ketchup.
I love high fructose corn syrup.
That's bad for you.
I know.
It's so bad for you.
I haven't had any in like 40 days.
No.
Yeah.
You cut sugar?
Yeah. Yeah.
You haven't eaten any sugar?
No. Except from natural fruits.
So fruits is your sugar?
Yeah. 40 days.
Man. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
I went a month with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
With no alcohol.
Dope.
I'm cool with it. I can go without drinking for a year. Yeah. I don't care.
Right.
You know what I mean? She... Mm-hmm. Could not stop talking about how much she hated this. Like, and then people were like being inspirational, like being inspired by, like, oh my God, like, how do you feel? Do you feel good? She goes, I feel like shit. Yeah. She's like, I need a drink. They're like, how long have you done it? She goes, like, one day too long.
It's because when you take something away that's so prevalent in your life, or whatever,
yeah,
it's the only thing you think about.
Yeah.
It's probably all she thinks about.
Oh, that's all she thought about. She kept talking about drinks that she was going to order after the end. I'm like, Jesus.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, I can't wait. Oh, she was so mad because we were in New York together.
Yeah.
And we went to like a Latino place. What do you call it? A Mexican restaurant. It was a Mexican restaurant. And she was like, oh my God, I can't even have a margarita with these chips. Ugh. Ugh.
The chips are disgusting now.
Boring.
Yeah.
You know, she was drinking non-alcoholic beer just so that she could feel like she was drinking.
Wow.
But she doesn't really like beer.
She just wanted that.
She just wanted to feel like she was having a drink.
Yeah.
So we already talked about condiments and how much I love condiments.
Yeah.
I don't eat meat anymore. That's and now great. You don't even eat. You've taken another thing out of the equation, right?
Yeah.
Which is?
Sugar.
Oh my God. Dude. What do you plan on doing next? How about cheese?
I can't. That's the one.
That's your kryptonite.
Yeah. I lost 13 pounds.
Yeah, you look good.
Thank you, man.
Yeah. I'm down to 174.
Nice.
What are you?
219.
Yeah, but you're also 6.
Yeah.
What, 6'3"?
6'2". So I got about 11 pounds to go.
What is the average weight for that height?
It depends. Like they say, like 195, which is crazy.
That's crazy.
I'd look ridiculous at 195.
Yeah, you would look like skin and bones.
Yeah, so I'm 210 is what I'm trying to get to.
Trying to get to 210?
Yeah. I think that's a comfortable.
But I'm trying to get to 170.
Yeah. What are you now?
174.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Those 4 pounds are going to be the tough part. Yeah. But I will say this. We did, we hiked, what's the?
Runyon Canyon.
Runyon. We did that 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to stop probably every, couple hundred yards.
Because of your weight?
Just my weight and just couldn't do it. And we went a couple days ago.
Yeah.
I just breezed through that joint. Like,
really?
It was crazy. I was like, this is when you start seeing those types of differences, you're like, okay, I can make this a lifestyle change.
Yeah. You know what exactly. I mean? Yeah. And you can change your life.
Because you feel good about it.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
And cheese. Oh God, I love cheese so damn much.
I know.
It's the number one cause of inflammation.
Yes.
Any dairy you put in your body is just mucus and inflammatory. And that goes to your joints and it goes to everything.
But cheese is so good.
It's so...
Like, I quit milk with no problem, but this?
Yeah, I cannot quit cheese. Yeah. You put a cheese platter in front of me, I will try all of the cheeses.
What is that?
It's so good.
It is.
Milk is done. Yeah. I can't drink milk. But that cheese, I just can't quit it. Now, here's the thing. Inflammation is the number one cause of diseases. Anything mm-hmm. that's happening to your body, if you're sick or ill, it's because of inflammation.
Right.
Lots of inflammation. You need to get rid of it. I had sciatica so bad. Dre, you know that.
Yeah.
I couldn't walk. I'd be on stage and I'd make jokes about it. Like, I can't bend down. And I blame it on my age. I guess I'm getting older. I was accepting it mentally.
Right.
Instead of trying to figure out what the cure was. And the cure was inflammation.
Yeah.
Get rid of the inflammation and you'll be able to bend again.
Yeah.
So my boy, Joey Gila, who opens for me, he's always trying to do holistic. Sorry.
Right.
Eastern medicine, holistic style, remedies, and he's always looking for something other than pharmaceuticals, medicine and Western medicine,
Right.
And he's been quite successful. He came across this thing called a grounding mat.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of it?
I have one.
I
still haven't used it yet. But
what are you talking about?
I know, I need to use it.
I think I gave it to you.
Yeah.
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 Dre, it's no joke.
Yeah.
It looks stupid. It looks like a yoga mat.
Mm-hmm.
And then it has a little thing where you plug it into the wall. I'm telling you right now, if you do it for the next 3 days, you're going to see a drastic change.
Really?
In health. Yes. It gets rid of all the inflammation. It brings your body to zero. It knocks out all the inflammation anywhere in your body.
That's dope.
It's gone, bro.
I'm on it now.
Yeah, you have to. And here's the thing. This is when you know it's a no bullshit thing. It's kind of like Dr. Sebi.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like Dr. Sebi. He's like, hey, I'm a doctor, but I'm not trying to gouge you for money because I'm a doctor.
Right, right, right.
You can get this. Go jump in the ocean and grab some.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm a doctor and I'm supposed to give you information on how to be healing.
Exactly, right.
Yeah, because I'm a certified doctor and I know that that's going to heal you.
Mm.
So go do it. Right. I'm not trying to get you to take a bunch of weird letters in a name.
Right, exactly.
Chemical based.
Exactly.
Fuck your liver up.
Right.
Fuck your kidneys up. This guy is the same thing. This doctor that discovered this grounding mat.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's $60 for this mat. But you know what he says? He goes, you don't have to buy my mat. I'm just doing this because, I'm just trying to make it easier for you.
Right.
But if you want to ground, he says this, take your shoes off and go walk.
I've heard that. Yeah.
Walk.
I've heard that.
Walk. Take a hike and walk barefoot.
Yeah.
Go to the park and lay down. Take a nap in the park.
Yeah, I heard this.
Ground yourself to the earth. And that's why I said we're all connected.
Right.
The earth is our soul.
Yeah.
And it's healing.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
No, it is.
And I never realized it. It's like when you charge your battery, the first thing they say to you, hey, before you put that on there, ground it.
Ground it. Yeah.
You have to ground it.
Yeah.
Well, why? because if you don't ground it, the electricity or the energy won't work.
Right.
So why don't we use that with us?
It makes sense.
It makes total sense.
Yeah. So we're running around all with this, all this positive charge, and we need that
ground.
Yeah.
But we're not, because we're wearing these Jordans or we're wearing these right. Nikes with a big thick rubber sole that's disconnecting us from Earth.
Right.
Makes total sense. And it's like, yeah, I don't like walking barefoot in public.
I don't either.
But I have that grounding mat, and that thing changed my life.
Exactly.
I love it. I mean, I can touch my toes now. My sciatica's gone, bro.
Damn, I gotta try it.
Josh Wolf is here.
What's up, brother? How are you, Dre?
Good to see you, Josh.
We just have to build this pod up. We're about 10 minutes into this pod. Sorry, man, we went late and we had to change, but you're back, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, dude. I'm here with Jake. I'm hanging with Jakey this week.
So. Is Jakey here?
Nah, he was like, I go, you want to come?
Oh, wait, are we rolling?
We're still rolling.
How about his mic?
His mic's going to be hot in a second.
Okay, cool. Thanks, Isaac.
Hands are on your right, Josh.
Yeah. Yeah, man. We use technical terms here, bro. This is a full-on production, man.
I mean, is it okay that I'm not on the...
We're liquid death, dude. Yeah,
liquid death over
smart
here,
water, man.
I'll drop it.
Not too smart, bro. Bring it up. That's your water.
That's right, man.
Yeah, it's just the battle of waters.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Actually, you know, I should, because they sponsor my podcast, dude.
Do they? Yeah.
Yeah, you might want to.
That's the right thing to do.
Yeah, I should probably drop it.
That's the right thing to do, Josh.
I will tell you, I like that water. Usually I'm like, yeah, it tastes like water. When everyone's like, you gotta try this water, I'm like, yeah, it tastes like the way water's supposed to taste.
Yeah.
But there's something I like it coming out of the can, man.
Yeah,
I know,
man.
Right?
I really
it's
like
that mixture of the mineral from the can and mixes with the mineral from the water.
Yeah, well, cans make everything taste good. I prefer canned Coke over bottled Coke.
There you go.
Any day.
Really? Even out of the glass bottle?
Ooh, no, glass bottle's on another level.
Yeah. Glass bottle. Glass bottle. And the Mexican work. Coke?
That's top tier. That's top tier.
Can I have another one?
That's sparkling.
Oh, I know. I like this
you
one.
Know. Yeah, oh, you know. Do like the sparkling. Like,
because the
we're talking about liquid
small.
Death, by the way. I'm sorry. We were talking about soups and stuff like that before Josh walked in. We were also talking about grounding, which how you need to do that. Do you have a grounding mat, bro?
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant grounding your kids, but both are right.
Yeah. Oh, you do have a grounding mat?
Yeah.
Do you really?
That's dope, Josh.
Yeah, right
it's
after.
It's the greatest thing in the world. And I've had sciatica for so long.
I've got to go try this.
I would travel and like I'd be on the plane and I would have to like stand and stretch my leg because my sciatica was so bad. Dude, I did this grounding mat for maybe 3 days. Sciatica gone. I have not stopped using this grounding mat. Every day I stand on that thing for at least 30 minutes. It's amazing.
Wow.
I swear by it, you guys.
But people also say that like, you know, because we don't have our feet on the earth anymore.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so we don't have all of that.
We just said that.
We were just talking about
that. And that's the thing. And you... This is what they say, is that you need that energy.
You need that energy.
Right?
Yeah. And it's true.
We're on concrete in rubber soles.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's never
happening.
We're
so disconnected. So all that stuff is not going through our bodies and getting rid of the inflammation and all that stuff that's run through our body.
Right.
Dude, I bought that grounding mat and they have this thing where you touch it with your thumb, right, to see if you're getting proper ground. And you put your foot on the mat, you touch it, and the light turns green, which means it's working. Okay. And I take my foot off the mat, and it just goes, the light goes away. So it's like, it's real.
Don't lick it. I found out, don't lick it.
Don't lick it.
It tastes like a penny?
Yeah. If you put your butthole on it first,
yeah,
it does.
Yeah. I also put the tip of my penis on it.
How was that?
It's parted down the middle now.
You got an inside outie?
Got a cute inside outie, yeah.
You start calling Joe prolapse penis?
Yeah.
That's the name of your next album?
Oh, I can't wait, bro. Coming in hotter.
A prolapse
penis. Yeah. It's going to be called Coming in Hotter. It's going to be so amazing.
Yeah, prolapse penis is not... That's not something anybody's looking for.
Nobody needs that.
Not one single person needs that. I will tell you, dude, I'm a big fan of this couch or this booth.
You like this?
Thank you, this blue booth. Dude. Dodger blue, baby. And I'm not a blue fan. Oh, you're a Red Sox.
Yeah.
Ooh, they're in the playoffs.
Look, the Red Sox could play the Dodgers again in the World Series.
That would be amazing. Yeah. Zing, zing, yeah. Zing, zing.
I mean, the Dodgers are like...
Will you go to Fenway, or are you going to be the annoying guy with a Red Sox hat at the Dodgers game?
You know what's crazy is that I don't mind being an annoying guy, but I don't wear the opposing hat to other stadiums.
Yeah, I think it's disrespectful.
It's a bad idea.
I'm a Seahawks fan. I took my son on the road several times to go see Seahawks play against the against the Cardinals or against whatever. And I'll never wear my merch. I'll just cheer within, like, yes.
Good team. Do you know, so Joe, when the Patriots played the Seahawks in the Super Bowl.
I was there.
So was I.
That's right. You're a Patriots fan.
And so I was texting
with you. Wanted to leave, didn't you?
No, dude. No.
There's no way in hell you thought they were going to win.
I did.
There's no way.
I did up until they got to the goal line. And then I was like, oh, it was too late.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. You wanted to leave. We had four shots at the goal line.
I was sitting lined up with the goal line. I was sitting next to this dude from Boston who had never taken ketamine before. Uh-huh. And he was like, hey, this girl gave me this pill last night. I'm going to take it at the beginning of the fourth quarter. And I go, don't, dude. You're going to be asleep by the end of the fourth quarter.
Right. What is ketamine? I don't know.
Ketamine is like, it's a drug, but if in high doses, it's like a sedative. Not like a sedative, a heavy sedative. They give it to horses.
Right.
Jesus Christ.
And so.
Keyword horses.
Yeah.
That should already be a no-no.
Right. This dude, he told me this sob story, Joe. I've been saving up to come to I work a job. I've been saving up for 10 years to pick the right season. I got lucky. I picked the season. We're in the Super Bowl. This is my dream trip. I hate the Seahawks. This whole thing, his whole life is building up to this. And he's like, I'm going to take this ketamine to ride out the game. I go, dude, you're not going to see the end of the game. He goes, no, I will. And he took the ketamine, drank two beers, missed the entire last drive.
What an idiot.
He slept.
The greatest drive in Super Bowl history.
He slept through it. Asleep next to me like... His friends were putting their nuts on his face. It was a terrible time.
What an idiot, dude. Yeah,
not smart.
Bro, I was hugging complete strangers when we got to the goal line. And I'm like, we did it.
Yeah.
Because, by the way, awful game for the Seahawks. The whole game was awful. Like, that last drive was incredible. I don't know how we made it to the goal line. Right. And then we were just like four shots to the greatest running back of all time. We're in.
Decide not to do it.
That's it. That's it.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck is going on? And then I remember looking at Belichick.
Yeah.
Because I was just looking. Because I was just like, I remember I was like, yeah, we got this shit. I was just like, and I was looking at Belichick. I was looking at their, how they're acting on the sidelines. And just like, he was acting like there was another fucking quarter.
Yeah. Like he had time. Like he had plenty of time.
Like he had plenty of time, dude. He was just literally like, Like not even flinching, bro.
Right.
It was the weirdest. Dude, everything was so weird. Patriots fans were leaving. I'm hugging all these Seahawks fans. And then that slant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He threw that slant and like he read it. Like it was almost like they told him they were running that slant.
Yeah.
Right.
It was so bizarre, dude.
I was texting with Kelowna. With Sarah, because obviously John was playing on the team at the time. And I go, hey, and because win or lose, I'm down for an after party. I don't really care. Do you know what I mean? Win or lose.
I already know what you're going to say, because I had the same discussion with him as well. But go ahead. Go say what you...
I was like, you want to get together after the game? He goes, depends who wins.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Wait, he wasn't playing on that team?
He was on that team. I told Sarah, I'm like, I'm happy to go to either. I go, if you guys are having an after party. She was like, yeah, come. I go, what are you going to do if they lose? And she was like, I don't think we're going out.
Yeah.
And I get it.
But unbelievable.
Yeah, it was amazing.
I talked to him at that wedding. I forgot whose wedding it was. It
might have been his.
No. I didn't go to his because I was sitting at his table. Someone got Mike Cox.
Right, right.
So it was his wedding. And I'm sitting with him. And of course, it's like, I don't know anything. Look, I'm just a fan.
Right.
Okay, I can get through the game and I'll know plays and stuff, but my son really knows the game. You know what I mean? I don't care what the odds are, what the statistics are, whatever the mathematicians that you guys hired on your team to tell you which play is the right play at this time against this defense. You have Marshawn Lynch.
Right. Yeah.
I'm not a coach, man. I'm not Belichick. I don't have any rings on my finger. You have Marshawn Lynch.
Right.
He had every carry, it was at least a yard. No negatives. At least, the minimum was a yard. The guy was on fire that night. He was the only guy that kept us in the game. You got four shots at the to win the game.
Do you know what
and
makes me feel
good? Not one play went to him.
Can I tell you what makes me feel good? Is just still the pain in your voice.
I'm surprised
we're even talking about
it. It kills me.
It kills me to have the Michael Jordan of our time playing for our team. You know how long Dre and I have been waiting for someone like a Marshawn Lynch to come play for us?
You had him, though.
We didn't use him.
But you had him.
Bro, you want to know what else pisses me off about the whole Marshawn? I don't know what it is with, what's our coach's name?
Pete Carroll.
I don't know what it is with Carroll. And they always say, it's not the head coach's fault. He doesn't call the offensive plays. It's like, bro, if you're the head coach and you got Marshawn Lynch and your offensive coordinator is calling these plays, I'm going to be like, hey, man, what the fuck? We got Marshawn Lynch. You're the head coach. I go to another game, playoff game again, right? It's the one where he comes out of retirement.
Yeah.
For the playoffs.
Yeah.
Same fucking situation, bro. Goal line, and they don't bring in Marshawn Lynch, and he has to come off the field because he's not in this play, and we get a fucking flag. We get a flag for too many people on the thing, and now they pushed it back 10 yards. I'm like, what is going on? What do you mean you're taking Marshawn out of this play? It's goal line.
Right.
It's goal line. Let's go. Put the man in. Put beast mode in. And if you don't put him in, at least put him in for a distraction.
Right.
You know what I love about this dude, Marshawn, is he just always feels like he's living his best life.
Oh, yeah.
This dude,
no
matter what's happening, this dude, I always feel like this dude
he is
living his best life all the day.
And he has been playing the same way since high school. He runs over people, and that's all he wants to do.
Yeah.
He's so nimble and so fast that he could run around people like Barry Sanders, but he chooses to run over
you. And that's the thing. How do you have a dude on your team that says, I just want to run through a motherfucker's face?
Yeah.
How do you have that guy on your team, and then you don't go?
And you don't use him with 1 yard to go to win the Super Bowl.
It's crazy.
Makes no sense. Everyone should have been fired. But also, this is what I loved about Marshawn. You know, because I saw him, man, I saw him do that run against Arizona, bro.
Yep.
Where he, oh, God, he's just.
He had
just,
one run against the Saints in the
playoffs. Oh!
That might have been the best run I've ever seen.
I think that was with Hasselback. Yes. I was on stage, and I remember I told them not to introduce me just to watch that play.
Do you know what's crazy, man? I was performing in Vegas. You remember South Point used to have that gig at the casino, right?
Yeah.
And so I had Jacob with me, and it was during the 2007 baseball playoffs.
Yeah.
And the Shane Victorino hit a walk-off. And I told him, I go, hey, make sure you text me and give me the updates. But he was so excited. Instead of texting me, he sprinted on stage and jumped into my arms, middle of my show.
That's so funny.
It was like the Red Sox hit a walk-off. And we were jumping around on stage together.
That's so cute.
It's so good. But you share that, dude. Like, how much fun is it bringing your son on stage?
Oh, I love it. I love it to death, man. You know, and I just did it again at like a very special venue to me, and it's so cool what I got from this venue. But you know, I'm Eddie Murphy. Delirious was everything to me.
Yeah.
I watched it a million times.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
did you watch in the theater, the Raw and Delirious?
I watched Raw live. I went to Raw in the venue. I went to Seattle. I went to Seattle Coliseum and watched them. I was 15 rows from the stage, dead center. I saw Raw, and then Delirious was, you know, I was 10, 11 when I saw that. And I remember watching. I remember everything. I remember the carpeted floor on the stage. I remember the curtains had stars on it. I remember the seats. I remember everything that looked like. And I remember when I got the DAR, which is where he played it.
Yeah.
It's called Constitution Hall. And when I finally got it, I got two shows there, right? And the first thing I said, I'm bringing a red jacket. I'm wearing a red jacket, right?
Did you put a carpet down?
No, I didn't. They built seats around the door that he walked through in Delirious. They put seats there now. And so there's all these people that sit there. And I looked at the guy and I go, I'm walking through that door. And he goes, but it's, by the way, it's the same door. It's really? The same exact door that he walked through. It's still there. Like, I can't believe they haven't like, put some plastic around it or something, man. But I go, I'm walking through that door. They go, what about the crowd? I go, I don't care, man. Like, I have to walk through that door. So, I got to walk through that door. But the best part was bringing my son on stage at the end of the show.
Yeah.
At that, you know what I mean? I was 11 when I saw that special in this venue, dreaming that I was going to be a stand-up comic and dreaming that I'll be on that stage someday. And here I am sharing that moment with my son. It was the greatest moment ever.
Yeah.
As far as like bringing him on stage or things that you've been able to do with him, what is at the top?
The Forum. When I sold out the Forum, two shows at the Forum, I sold it out. That was...
And bringing him out there.
And the reason... Okay, let me tell you why that kind of was personal for me. Because when my son was one, I fired Jamie Masada at the Laugh Factory. And the Laugh Factory was my home. Yeah, I never got passed by Mitzi, right? But I always did Fat Tuesdays. So I was always on the Fat Tuesdays.
By the way, those Tuesday shows... were bananas.
But not only were the bananas, but I mean, check the receipts. They made more famous stars than the original room and the main room, all of them put together. Fat Tuesdays made the most famous actors to ever come out of that comedy club. And I know you're going to say Jim Carrey and Richard Pryor and Robin Williams and all of them came from there. But bro, I got receipts, man. Like, Fat Tuesdays cranked out so many famous people. That's beside the point. But I never got my name written on the wall. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because for some reason, there was a separation between Fat Tuesdays and
you
Comedy Store.
You had to be passed by her.
You had to be passed by her. And but it kind of pissed me off that Cedric the Entertainer's name wasn't written on that fucking wall. It is now, but because of a campaign from Fat Tuesdays. But I was always sad. I was always like, you know, my son's at the age where he's cruising around Sunset in Hollywood with his boys and he can't go in the Laugh Factory because I can't go in because I don't have a relationship with Jamie anymore. Right. The Improv, I go whenever I can. Store, he's walking past the store, but he doesn't see his dad's name. And I was always kind of like, it's kind of fucked, man. Here I am selling out arenas and, you know, my son
I can't
just
get on stage
and
in
I can't
LA.
Get stage time in LA and on some weird shit. You know what I mean? It's not even because of my talent. It's just on some weird shit. So that's why the Forum meant so much to me, because he walked out on stage and saw what Dad did. You know what I mean? 26,000 tickets sold, and then they wrote my name on the wall
in back there. That hallway
that
was amazing.
And I'm up there with AC/DC, Jackson 5, James Brown, Bruno, everyone. And there's mine. It says Joe Coy times 2 that I did 2 shows there.
How?
And that was my writing on the wall.
And by the way, you could fit 80 Comedy Stores in the Forum. So you know what I mean? But how, when Irving redesigned the backstage at the Forum, he did it. Like, that is gorgeous.
It's
back
gorgeous.
There. Gorgeous.
And they better not knock it down. They better
you
not,
think
man.
They would?
I hope not. I hope they treat that place as an iconic national monument. Yeah. And it should be protected by LA. Like, it's beautiful. So many legends went through
the
there.
The signatures on those walls
are crazy,
bro. It's absolutely insane.
It's
insane. Sure you've seen, you know what? You know the
Beatles,
the
Aretha.
Fox Theater in Detroit.
Remember
which is a beautiful. You know they have that Frank Sinatra signature, but they have it glassed in.
I was just there.
That theater is gorgeous, but the signatures on those walls are like Sinatra, like old school dudes.
Don't touch that. Don't even think about touching that wall.
No.
Right.
So yeah, man, that's why it's personal. And then you know what? The Forum is also special to me because Tiffany, you know, we met at the Forum. And she was like, you need to say hi to Jamie. And then we both drove over. And so I was able to fix my relationship with Jamie Masada.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah. And then what was even cooler from that, me fixing that relationship with Jamie, is I was driving my son. We went to eat ramen, of course, on Melrose. And my son goes, you ever go up at the Laugh Factory anymore, Dad? And I go, you want me to go up? And he goes, yeah. I go, real quick, and I made a call. Like, you know what I mean? I'm going, yo, I'm coming in. And I went up, and my son finally
got to see
me at the Laugh Factory.
By the way, the Laugh Factory, when that place is jumping.
It's jumping.
Oh, it shakes.
It shakes,
that
bro.
Upstairs shakes.
It's crazy, man.
They're in LA. All the rooms have their pluses and minuses.
Yeah. Right?
But nothing shakes like that place.
Nothing shakes like that place.
Like, legit.
Legit. Yeah. I'm repeating you because I agree with you 1,000,000,000%. It is, I keep telling people, it's the greatest room for comedy. It really is. When it's got...
There's something about the people on top of you.
That just, oh.
I really like that. It feels like...
And they're on top of you.
Because it's not that big of a space. It goes up, right? So all the energy's kind of coming down and on you. I love it. It's why I love... I mean, look... There's something about that belly room upstairs in the comedy store too, because it's small, but all the energy just goes, right at you, man.
And you started at
the store.
Sorry, you started at the store, right?
Yeah, I started the store.
But you when you started, did you start what's it called? The bringer night, the potluck night? Is that where you started, you kind of just got passed by Mitzi?
I got passed by Mitzi. I did a couple of the potlucks. I waited out line, like the Laugh Factory.
You did? So you did wait out?
At the Laugh Factory?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
I waited out with the three kids.
Wow.
Right? Because...
You know, I only know one kid. I've never met your other two.
You know what? My oldest son was gone by the time...
Yeah.
And my daughter just never, it was not her thing to be out in public.
Really?
No, it's just not her thing. And so Jacob, he doesn't mind me talking about anything.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
He's more concerned. Is this going to get me more Instagram followers?
Yeah.
And then he's like, yeah, you could say whatever you want.
Say whatever you want. Yeah. I'll put my dick in the Coke bottle, Dad.
That's it.
And then we'll break it till we get it out.
What dumb shit you need me to do? I need some more followers.
Yeah, I'll do it, Dad.
Yeah. But he and I have always had the same kind of relationship that you and your son have.
Yeah, I see that. I see it your interactions with him, and I'm like, yeah, that's just how Joe and I are. It's like we're friends.
It's so special, man. I feel so, and I have that relationship with all my kids. I feel really lucky whenever they tell me something, and I think to myself, in a million years, I would have never told my parents that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
we're having conversations right now that I can't imagine having with my folks.
Yeah.
And I just feel lucky that you're allowing me into your, you know what else I love? And I love it when cause Jakey works on shows, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I really appreciate it when dudes like you and other people check in with me unbeknownst to him, because you know, the one thing we don't get to do as dads is know how our kids are out in the world.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I know how he is around me. You know how Joe is around you, but you don't really know,
I don't know,
who he is out there.
Yeah. I found out some things and it's not good.
But I'm saying,
it's not good.
You guys call me or you guys will text me and be like, hey, just so you know, Jacob's killing it. Like, he's such a nice kid. And I know that it helped that out in the world, he's doing some of the things that I had hoped he was.
Yeah. And he is. Right. He is. He's such a good kid. And I love our style of parenting. Like, I think everyone should follow textbook of how Josh and I raised our kids and you.
Yeah.
Not so much. No, you with AJ. Here with AJ.
What the fuck?
No, you with AJ is a little, a little strict. He's a little, you're a little strict. But with little Dre.
My daughter.
I know. It is different. But okay, so I take that back. But the way you were with little Dre is kind of like how we were, where you're just like two dudes hanging out. Yeah. And it's just like, but what's crazy, Josh, is like, there's a joke that you did where Jake drinks your vodka and replaces it with water. Motherfucker, bro.
Did he
do it? Here's what makes me mad about little Joe. I've told this to my son. I go, look, and I said this to him when he got into the ninth grade. I go, Joe, I know you're going to drink, because that's when I started drinking. Mm-hmm. I used to get fucking hammered. And you know what I did? I used to not tell my mom. I used to do dangerous shit. Right. I used to get into an accident. I got into two accidents with my friend in the car when we were fucking shit faced. I go, Joe, I don't want that. If you get fucked up, call your dad. Don't get in a car with someone that's fucked up, because that's even worse. Call me. Call your mom and we'll come get you. And not only will we pick you up, we'll get you home safe. I'll even take you out to eat if you're hungry. You know what I mean? But as long, and then the next morning when you wake up, I'm not even talk about what happened last night.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be happy that you're home with me.
Right.
Can you believe this motherfucker still tries to hide shit? Like, yes. What are you doing? I've given you every out.
Do you know what I did with...
You don't have to play secret games with me.
But you know what I did with... What I, because I remember my parents... And I, there was always a part in my head like, whatever.
You think I'm going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe? Are
you crazy? I'm not going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe. You're not going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe?
No, I'm not going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe. It's funny. Only people of a certain age would get that joke. Everybody gets that one. But like, so what I told them was, I go, man, here is Uber money.
Yeah.
I don't need to know why you took an Uber.
Yeah.
Maybe just because you decided not to drive. You don't need to tell me when you're coming home. Just use this Uber money.
Yeah. Right.
Because I will tell you, and I told him straight up, the biggest thing that he was always worried about, he was like, man, I hate it when you yell. I hate it when you're disappointed.
Yeah.
That really gets me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, cool, man. Just so you know, I will not be disappointed if for whatever reason, even if you just want to spend my money, that you always take an Uber.
Yeah. Right.
That's fine. That's fine. I don't need any reasons. I don't need anything. And you can keep that secret shit to yourself. I want to see in the Uber that at 12:05 you got in an Uber.
But I think I don't care how much leash you give a kid. I think there's still that bit of a gene that goes, I'm not telling
them. Yeah, they love it. Here's a fucking game.
Every kid, and this is what I figured out. As close as we are to our kids, right?
Yeah.
And you know, our kids will say, we tell you everything. They tell you 85%.
Yeah, for sure.
And if you believe that 85%, they're like, cool. Yeah. I don't need to get into that another 15% that's going to get me to shit.
Because it's dark over here.
Yeah. It's real dark over here. Yeah, the last 15% is when I ripped my dick out and jerked off on a goat.
Yeah, exactly.
But we were on a farm, Dad. What were we supposed to do?
It was bored. A petting zoo.
Yeah, it was a petting zoo. And I really laid on the pet.
Yeah. Oh, I was supposed to pet them. My bad.
Yeah, my bad.
Yeah,
you ever look into a goat's eyes? Wouldn't you get a boner, Dad?
Sexy. Those little baby goats are sexy.
So Josh does this bit. Well, it's not a bit. It's about his son drinking the vodka and replacing it with water and then puts it back in the freezer.
Right.
But the dipshit doesn't know that alcohol doesn't freeze.
Right.
Water does. So now he's got this icicle pop that's made by Belvedere. So my son, I get like this big box of like alcohol that's just given to me, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And I'm on the road every week. Every week I'm on the road. And I come back and we're all just chilling in the courtyard, my house, right? We're all just talking. And when I'm around, my son, he tosses them back.
Yep.
You do the same.
Yep.
And look at me throw everybody on the bus. Yeah. You do it too, all right? So we're all going to jail.
You got awfully defensive real quick.
We're all going to jail, you sons of bitches. I'm not the only one, you see? He did it, so did he.
Yeah, you're going downtown. So
yeah,
you're all going downtown.
We're all bad, Dad, see? We're drinking, and I go, you know what? Because we were out, right? I was like, yo, I got that box of liquor that this one sponsor gave us, man. Let me grab that. We got some vodka over there, and I go over there. My son doesn't even flinch. He's still petting the dog. Like, not even flinching, dude. And then I'm like, oh, here it is. And I grab the vodka, and I'm just like, I open it and he pour it. And then Gene, the guy that was with us, friend of the family, he goes, yeah, this isn't vodka.
No.
I go, what? He goes, I think this is water.
Yeah.
So I go back out and I go, hey, man. And I'm holding the bottle and looking at him in his eyes.
Yeah.
Still not flinching, just like petting the dog.
Sociopath shit.
Yeah.
Right?
And I'm like,
right?
Joe, there's water in the vodka.
Yeah.
He goes, oh, yeah, we drank that whole bottle, Dad.
Do you?
Like nothing.
Listen, man, I'm not encouraging teenage drinking at all.
Yeah.
But if you decide to drink your parents' alcohol, just drink the whole thing.
Just
get
drink
rid of the,
it.
And get and rid
throw
of
the bottle.
Bottle
away.
Do you know what I did when I was growing up? My mom used to put a little, you know, that creme de menthe?
Yeah.
She used to put it in her coffee.
Yeah.
Well, I poured it all out and I just put Scope in it. And her bottle. And because I knew it was pretty matchy-matchy, you know? But my mom would drink that coffee every morning and be like, this is minty.
Are you serious?
She would always be like, Tommy, this is really minty. I like it, but it's so minty.
She had no idea?
No, because
so you were drinking?
I was drinking the creme de menthe, and she was drinking Down and Scope every morning.
You're killing your mother.
Oh, her teeth look great. You know what I'm saying?
And her breath, and her breath was amazing.
Always.
She doesn't have coffee breath.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was minty as fuck.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah, man. You know, my parents raised four boys.
Yeah.
And I was the youngest. Yeah. So by the time I got there, I think their whole attitude was just like, look, don't die.
Yeah.
I'm really tired. I'm tired.
Yeah. Yeah,
exactly. So, you know, and my dad used to say, look, I'm not giving you a curfew. Just don't be stupid. And don't abuse the freedom I'm giving you.
Right. Yeah.
And by the way, this is why I think I parent Jacob the way I do. Because I watched what strict rules did for my brothers. And then I watched what trust did for me. And they were like, look, we trust you. Until we don't.
Yeah.
So you can either have this freedom and not give us a reason not to trust you.
Yeah.
But once we don't trust you,
it's a wrap.
You're fucked.
Yeah, you're really fucked. Yeah.
Right. And so I was like, okay, I have this freedom.
Yeah.
Is staying out in high school, do I need to stay out till 4 a.m? Probably not. Right. You know what I mean? If I'm going to have sex with someone in the woods, I'll do that before midnight.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to go past midnight. You're fucking in the woods.
Now it's your ass.
Yeah, there you go. A bear bites your dick. Bears always bite dicks after 2.
Yo, yeah.
2 a.m.
Dude, get a little dick hungry.
You get a little dick hungry, bro.
I was in Texas.
Yeah.
And I was younger, and I was driving down a freeway in Texas, and this girl I was driving with was like, I've never had road sex. I'm like, let's try it. And so we're driving, and it was just two, and I go, let's pull over, let's finish this. Pull over on the side of the road, we're on the side of the highway, and we just start going at it, and she starts to go, oh, it's hot. I'm like, yeah, it's hot. She was like, no, my asshole's hot. When we laid down, she was on a red ant hill. And so the ants had started to chew her vajayjay and her butthole. And she was screaming, hot, hot, hot. And so she was just dancing around, but it hurt so much, she ran out into the freeway. And she caused a, I got arrested. Cops came because we caused an accident. Cops came. Ready for this, Joe?
Yeah.
Cops come. She doesn't get arrested. I get cuffed. I'm like, what is the deal? What are the charges? And the guy goes, I'll find some. Get in the car. And he was like, you caused an accident. You fucking on the side of the road and you caused an accident. Oh, I'm like, technically, I didn't cause the accident.
Yeah.
She did.
So what happened?
I went to jail. I had to get for the night, I had a lawyer came and be like, what are the charges?
Oh,
I'm like,
man.
And they came and he was like, no charges, but just like, wow. Why was he fucking on the side of the road?
Yeah.
And so I ended up having to, like, there was an insurance claim against my insurance because this dude crashed and blamed me. My insurance was like, technically.
Not his fault. Yeah,
yeah, it was her lower region was messed up for a couple days. Those fire ants they cause some problems.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, so you threw her on an ant mound?
I didn't throw her. She laid down. I didn't like throw her on one.
Yeah, did anyone not look at the goddamn ground?
It was dark out. It was the side of the road. It just looked like dark. You know what I mean?
That's right, it was night.
Nighttime, yeah. Man. But that's the only time I really have been arrested.
Yeah.
Proper. Like cuffed.
Yeah, that's like something I like about
their qualification.
Well, I mean, I've been detained. That's funny. I've been, ooh. Yeah, dude.
Did you guys have a second date is my question.
Yeah, she was my girlfriend.
Holy shit.
Holy yeah. shit.
Well, I mean, she was really careful where we laid down to go have sex afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But why don't you guys quit laying down in weird places?
Well, we were young. We were 20. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's not like, right now, I don't lay down on the ground because I have trouble getting back up.
You should look for us.
Right now, do you make this noises when you get up?
Yeah. It's getting to that point now. I'm telling you, that grounding mat has helped me a lot.
Yeah.
Because my sciatica was bad and I used to like dread, you know, when you perform and the water's on the ground, you're like, oh, I don't even want to, I need it, but I'm thirsty, but I don't want to make this sound. And then you do it anyway. It's like, you grab the water.
I bring the microphone over here so nobody hears it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't need them hearing the.
That's so funny. There it is. That's the grounding mat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Josh Wolf, everybody.
Hey, buddy, my special comes out tonight.
Tonight?
On my YouTube channel.
Hell yeah.
It's called Here for the Fun. It's the thing I'm most proud of, man. I've never put as much me into a project.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, really excited about it. It's just on the YouTube channel. And so it starts at, we got like 1.4.
That's dope. Where'd you shoot it?
In Nashville. That's it. That's that far one right there.
That's dope.
I got a little, look, man, you know what I've found? You know what happened here in LA?
What?
And I didn't know this, man, until I moved. I really,
I lost a piece of myself in this city.
Yeah.
I really did. And going to Nashville has really brought, I feel more like me than I have in probably.
Yeah, so you're living there now.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
But this is, I'm just having fun creating and performing again. And I lost that for a little while.
Yeah.
But I'm psyched. I'm psyched. And for tonight, I'm super psyched.
That's
dope,
man.
And Jakey and I are going to be in the chat hanging out.
Oh, dude. I'm so happy for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've always been great to me. I love you.
Dude, you're a great man. And I told you this also, man. I love, you know, people who get successful and keep their people.
Yeah.
It's important.
Yeah, it is important.
Your family. Like, that's when I look at, like, your sister and your son, and you have your people around.
Yeah,
you,
man.
And that's the way you're supposed to do it. You know
what I
mean?
You have to do it like that.
You're not supposed to get successful and find new people.
Mm-mm.
You have your people.
Because those people aren't real.
That's right. That's right. And yeah, so I'm super happy for you, man. And you've always been really cool, but you just have done this the right way, dude.
Oh, I love you.
I love you, buddy.
Josh Wolf. God. Well, we're going to do it again. Can you come back again?
Well, I live in Nashville, but I definitely will.
I'll be in Nashville.
Let me know.
Damn, I was in Nashville. That's right. And we were like not linking up.
Yeah.
For some reason, you're texting me when I've already left.
But you know what's funny is that
it was the weirdest thing. It's like,
can I tell you? I knew you had left.
Does this motherfucker not go to a calendar?
I knew you had left. And after I sent the first one, I knew you had left. And I turned to Beth. I'm like, I'm just going to keep texting him about it.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
you did?
She goes, why? I'm like, just to be dumb. Because I wanted you to text back. I left already, motherfucker.
Yeah, I was about to.
I just kept texting it. When do you want to get together? And I'm sure I was laughing every time I sent it. Yeah. Beth was like, are you sending another stupid text? I'm like, yeah, I don't know why.
That's so funny, man. That's so funny.
I was kept sending them. I was
like, why is he sending me this? Like, that's, dude, I left.
Yeah.
I even think he was like, yo, man, I'll go up too. I'm like, where?
That was so much fun. Beth was like, you're such a dummy. I'm like, these little things make, because I was laughing just picturing you getting the text going, what the fuck is
what
with this guy?
What in the fuck is wrong with this guy's brain? It's a fucking weed.
Dude, it was making me laugh.
I love it. Oh, you're the best.
Yeah, dude, I like doing little shit like that. Every day I do something like that to make myself laugh.
Yeah.
Why good. Not, dude?
Why not?
I'm super happy for you, man. And it was so good to see you. I don't get to see you enough, but
I love you.
Love you, buddy. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and then I'm here for two more days, so let's try and link up.
I leave tonight.
Okay. Well, then that's it.
Just text him.
Hey, text me. I love you, Josh.
Love you, buddy. Thank you so much.
Josh Wolf, YouTube. Go to his YouTube page.
Yeah, youtube.com/Josh Wolf Comedy. And my special's on there tonight.
Yes, and it's called Here for the Fun. And of course, Josh Wolf all over the country, dude. He's so funny. One of my favorites. And we've been friends ever since. And I love you, man.
Yeah, dude. Thank you. Love you. Thank you for having me on.
Yee. Oh, shit. I forgot to say. And I love you, Dre.
Love you. Mm.